Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a federal lawsuit against an Illinois school district for discriminating against Good News Clubs. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Liberty Counsel filed a lawsuit on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship, which is a wonderful organization, actually international as well, that has these Good News Clubs and their after-school Bible clubs, and they go onto the campuses, and the parents have to give permission for the children to participate, and they make it fun. They learn about the gospel. They play games. They sing songs. It's a great way to share the gospel with these children at a pivotal time in their lives.
Yeah, this is an amazing ministry. We've had the blessing and privilege of representing them for about 25, 26 years since the early 2000. And we have been privileged to see Good News Clubs in thousands of public elementary schools all over the country. In this particular lawsuit, it's Moline Coal Valley Community Unified School District in Illinois. And the Good News Clubs used to meet there, but then COVID came, all the clubs were shut down. But then when they opened up again and they allowed the clubs to come back on site, they began to treat Good News Clubs differently than how they were treated before and different from other similar clubs. So for example, they have different categories. Category 1 groups include the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girls on the Run, and Little League, just as an example. They have full access to the forums, free of charge, without any restrictions. They can advertise their clubs by providing flyers that will be given to the students, and those flyers can be taken home to the parents so that they know that this particular club opportunity is available. Well, instead of putting Good News Clubs in Category 1, they put Good News Clubs in Category 2.
Because they're considered religious, I guess.
Yeah, because of their being religious. Category 2 is in a category where it might be churches that want to rent the facility, say, for Sunday service, which means now Good News Clubs have to pay for access. So they have several things that are problematic. Number one, they've had to pay for access, whereas the other Category 1 clubs, like the Scouts, Girls on the Run, etc., they get free access. Also, there is this backpack program, backpack night events, where they have the ability to get literature to the students, and then that goes on to the parents. Well, those other clubs in Category 1 have that opportunity, not the Good News Clubs. So not only does Child Evangelism Fellowship have to pay for access, whereas the other clubs do not, but they can't even notify the parents that they're existing, so they can make a decision whether to have their kids go to the Good News
Club. Yeah, it's like they're punishing them for being a religious organization, for sharing the gospel, and most of all, they're discriminating against them, which they cannot do.
No, they can't do that. And so this is something that we've seen across the board since COVID. Before COVID, you know, we had to litigate all different kinds of issues, access issues, discrimination issues. We've won every single one. We've represented hundreds of Good News Clubs. We've never lost a case. Then COVID happened, and when then the schools reopened after COVID, many of these schools have used this opportunity to allow the secular clubs in, but to discriminate against Good News Clubs. So we've had to file suit in Rhode Island. We won. In Hawaii, against the entire state, we won. Against Oakland Unified School District, we've won.
In California, yeah.
And we're filing in other places where they have something similar.
Yeah, and so we, you know, Liberty Counsel, on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship, is asking the court for an order that grants them equal access to literature distribution and backpack night events for a relief of more than $5,300 in discriminatory facility use fees that they've been paying to use the rooms. a rewrite of district policies to include neutral, objective standards that do not consider religious viewpoints, and damages, attorney's fees, and other relief deemed appropriate by the court.
Yeah, so that has just been filed. It's going to be an expensive proposition for the school. They ignored our demand letters, so this is the only alternative that we have is to file suit.
And we've never lost one of these cases.
We've never lost one of these cases, and this one is pretty cut and dry. So we're going to make sure that they have access, and that I think what's really critical, when we're talking about equal access, we're talking about parents and their children having the opportunity to participate in these amazing Good News Clubs. This is like bringing a Sunday school to the public school immediately after school. Mm-hmm. Something that is good Christian fellowship, Bible teaching, prayer, and the opportunity to have these kids be able to be introduced to the gospel that will change their lives, develop character, and good citizens, good students, good peers for their fellow student peers, and then good children, sons and daughters, for their parents.
And the 4 to 14 age is pivotal in these children's lives for receiving the gospel. The majority of people receive the gospel at that age frame.
Yeah, around 85%. So that 4 to 14 window is critically important. And I would say that, you know, when it comes to the gospel, these are incredibly powerful organizations and opportunities. I encourage you to pray for, get involved with Good News Clubs in your community. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/CEF. That's /CEF for more information. You know, in addition to this, it is encouraging to see revival taking mm-hmm. place on the higher education college campuses.
Yeah, speaking of good news, yeah.
I mean, we've seen this around the country, but just here in Central Florida,
right.
For example, you have a secular school, which is the largest school in the nation, which is the University of Central Florida.
A very secular.
In terms of residential. Now, there's other schools that, when you combine residential and online, are bigger. But from residential standpoint, the University of Central Florida is the largest residential school in the nation, over 50,000 students. And there's revival that's taking place there.
Thousands of kids are receiving the Lord through this revival, and it's just so exciting to see on this huge secular campus.
Even the secular news stations are reporting on it here in Central Florida.
Right, and these kids are going to be changed for the rest of their lives because of this.
They're showing the kids coming together, not leaving, engaging in prayer, praise, and worship, getting baptized. This is on a secular campus, the largest residential campus in the country, University of Central Florida. It's right in Orlando area. And then also on a Christian campus, also in Central Florida, a little bit outside of Orlando, Southeastern University. That's a Christian school. That particular school is also having revival. They came together for just a short time of praise and worship and prayer. And then it's just gone on and on and on. And the videos of the students.
For days.
Yeah, days in the auditorium.
They've canceled classes because of all what's happening, you know. And I mean, the Holy Spirit was working, like, I think it was last year through Asbury University. And then it went around to some other schools. Well, this year it's exciting to see. I think it pretty much started at Southeastern University and then UCF.
Well, it also
right
started up in Kentucky. Remember, you had Asbury. Remember that, where that started?
Right.
And then you had other schools. You had secular schools in Alabama, and you had other secular schools as well all over the country. That happened last year. Now it's actually started again this year as mm-hmm. students have come back to class after the Christmas winter break. They're back on campus now.
And statistics are showing that the younger generation, there's a higher church attendance now between males and females in, you know, young generation.
Generation Z, yeah, Gen Z.
Are running to the Lord, are wanting to know more, are hungry for the gospel. So it starts here in elementary school with the Good News Clubs, and it goes all the way to these universities.
Yeah, so these Good News Clubs are really critically important because the 4 to 14 window, as you've talked about, that's the critical time. The stats are significantly important. Good News Clubs and CEF, and also these statistics are supported by George Barna in his book, Transforming Children into Champions, that 85% of people when you survey them as an adult. 85% mm-hmm. of those adults, when you ask them when did they give their lives to the Lord, 85% will say it was before their 12th, 13th birthday. And then 70% of those who choose or feel called to full-time foreign missions, they feel that call during that same time frame. So that's critically important. It's good to see the revival that's taking place. We also need revival in these elementary schools as well, and the Good News Clubs that we represent through Child Evangelism Fellowship is a great way to do it. Pray for our case in Illinois. We also have cases pending in California. We have other cases that we're getting ready to file on behalf of Good News Clubs in other parts of the nation as well. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/CEF. That's lc.org/CEF.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.